Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more intentional life. Ever feel like you're scrolling through social media on autopilot? Like you're constantly checking your phone even when there's nothing actually urgent? You know that feeling when the notifications are pinging and your brain just goes into overdrive? That's the siren song of technology addiction, folks, and trust me, it's a battle we all face. But here's the good news. We can conquer this beast with some serious stoic armor. Now, before you picture us donning bronze helmets and togas, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing mental resilience, clarity of thought, and the ability to navigate life's challenges, including our tech-fueled distractions, with grace and purpose. So buckle up, because today we're diving into some powerful strategies to manage social media and technology addiction, drawing on the wisdom of Stoicism and a whole lot of real-world grit. 5 key takeaways to slay your tech dragon. First things first. Awareness is key. It's like that saying, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. But instead of a rehab center, we're talking about your phone. How much time are you really spending on social media? Track it, folks. Use those built-in screen time features or download an app that does the heavy lifting. You might be surprised by the numbers. Second, remember this golden rule. Your attention is precious. Treat it like a rare gemstone. Don't just hand it out to every random notification. Ask yourself, is this actually worth my time and energy? Does this content enrich my life or simply steal valuable moments? Be ruthless with your screen time. Third, cultivate mindfulness, that magical practice of being fully present in the moment. When you catch yourself mindlessly scrolling, gently redirect your attention. Take a deep breath, step away from the screen, and engage with your surroundings. Feel the sun on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, have a real conversation with someone. Fourth, create tech-free zones and times. Designate certain areas of your home, like your bedroom or dining table, as phone-free sanctuaries. And schedule regular digital detoxes where you completely disconnect for a few hours or even a whole day. You'll be amazed by the clarity and focus you gain when you unplug. Finally, remember that Stoicism is all about accepting what we can't control and focusing on what we can. You can't control the constant barrage of notifications, but you can control how you react to them. So next time your phone pings, take a deep breath, ask yourself if it's worth your attention, and choose wisely. Now let me tell you about Sarah. She was a total social media addict. She spent hours scrolling through Instagram, comparing herself to others, feeling anxious and inadequate. One day, during a particularly stressful week at work, Sarah realized she needed a change. She started tracking her screen time, set boundaries for herself, and made a conscious effort to engage in more offline activities. She joined a book club, took up hiking, and even started meditating. Slowly but surely, Sarah reclaimed her time and energy. She learned that true happiness doesn't come from likes or followers, but from genuine connections, meaningful experiences, and cultivating inner peace. So what are the key takeaways? Be mindful of your screen time, prioritize your attention, practice mindfulness, create tech-free zones, and remember you have the power to choose how you react to technology. This isn't about becoming a Luddite or giving up technology altogether, it's about using it intentionally and wisely. Imagine the incredible things you could achieve with that reclaimed time and energy. Next time your phone beckons, remember what we talked about today. Take a breath, make a conscious choice, and step into your power. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Leave us a review and join the conversation on social media, but maybe not right now. Until next time, stay strong, stay intentional, and keep that stoic armor gleaming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.